Costco, antitrust, and the cognitive cost of infinite choice. The day's top story by both score and comments, 422 points and 389 comments, was a phenomenal world analysis framing Costco as the structural opposite of Amazon. Where Amazon maximizes SKUs into the hundreds of millions, Costco typically carries fewer than 4,000 items. Where Amazon captures value through data and advertising, Costco's membership fee is essentially its only profit center, with retail operations running at near zero margin. Where Amazon personalizes relentlessly, Costco is deliberately uniform. Despite, or because of, these choices, Costco's revenue has grown at 8 to 10% annually for two decades, with customer retention rates among the highest in retail. The analysis argues that Amazon's abundance creates its own cognitive tax, the paradox of choice at industrial scale, and that Costco removes that tax through aggressive curation. When Costco stocks an olive oil, the implicit promise is that someone spent real time selecting the best option at that price point, transferring the selection burden from customer to buyer. HN commenters offered personal testimony but also serious pushback. Costco's model requires a car, storage space for bulk quantities, and the capital to spend several hundred dollars in a single trip. The anti-Amazon framing holds for specific demographics and excludes lower-income customers who cannot meet those thresholds. The Costco discussion opened into a broader tutorial on antitrust law. The Sherman Act of 1890 prohibits contracts or conspiracies restraining trade and monopolization, but does not prohibit being a monopoly. Courts have consistently held that achieving dominance through superior products or business acumen is legal. What is illegal is using dominance to exclude competitors through means unrelated to competing on the merits, such as predatory pricing intended to raise prices after rivals are eliminated, exclusive dealing arrangements that foreclose markets, or tying products to leverage dominance from one market into another. Amazon has faced serious antitrust scrutiny, including an FTC case under Lina Khan, focusing on Amazon's use of marketplace data to advantage its own private label products and pricing policies, effectively requiring third-party sellers to match Amazon prices elsewhere. Costco, which runs no marketplace and therefore has no third-party sellers to disadvantage, is structurally less likely to generate equivalent liability regardless of its market share. Two other business-oriented pieces rounded out the segment. Matt Webb's Factories Are Just Rooms, scoring 253 points and 106 comments, argued that as automation and AI enable rapid process reconfiguration, the physical distinctions between factories, warehouses, distribution centers, and retail spaces begin to collapse, a framing the HN community found intellectually liberating and labor implications alarming in roughly equal measure. A long investigation into editorial manipulation of the Odin Programming Languages Wikipedia page, tracing a network of accounts that appeared to coordinate edits in ways violating Wikipedia's neutrality policies, served as a case study in how open knowledge systems are vulnerable to organized, low-cost manipulation, particularly when the subject lacks the visibility to attract vigilant watchdog editors.